St. Joseph's, their third premiership in 4 years. If you haven't caught up with the news, 13-8-86 St. Mary's, 11-11-77. A man who's been a key plank in St. Joseph's quest for back-to-back flags is Cam Tudor. He's been good enough to join us on the line. Cam, firstly, congratulations on the win. You got a goal in yesterday's performance, but I suppose for your performance, it was about just competing and making sure that ball stayed inside forward 50.
Yeah, no, yesterday was an awesome day, but struggled hard myself. But I was also happy to get a goal, sort of contribute to the win, I guess. But yeah, awesome game from everyone involved.
Yeah. Your second premiership, you missed the first one while on VFL duty. Talk to us about the journey to this one being a little bit different to last year's dominance.
Yeah, no, this year we sort of, everyone sort of wrote us off, I guess, late in the season. I think we had a bit of a lull. We sort of were back to our ways early in the season, and then we sort of lost our way late in the season. I think because we'd sewn up for sort of second, third spot, we didn't really know, or we weren't really fighting for anything. So sort of to finish third and then come from where we were enormous effort, I think, from all the boys involved, and we're super happy with the result yesterday.
Cam, most of your senior career all of your senior career has been under Heath Jamieson. Talk to us about the legacy he will leave.
Oh, Jamo's enormous. He's a motivator and he sort of pulls our whole group together. I guess there's games where we're down and we don't know what to do, but Jamo always sort of brings us all together, and we also all just know what to do when Jamo yells us. I think a good example of that was his three-quarter time speech yesterday. Sort of down by 8 points, I think, in the three-quarter time break, and he rallied us all together, and we sort of pulled the result together at the end. So, super happy with him, and this last 6 years have been enormous from Jamo, and I've loved being coached by him.
Yep. 14 points down at one stage in the last quarter. I think they kicked the first goal of the last term. Cam, did you get some nerves about, this is not going the way we want it to go?
I think Jamo wanted us to sort of crack in the last quarter, and as I said, his three-quarter time speech is enormous, but when they kicked that first one in the last, I was worried, yeah, but then as soon as we kicked our next one that answered that goal, everyone was sort of jumping on board, and I think Mary didn't have much to give after that, and then it was sort of just put the score on the board and hold on. But yeah, we held on, and it was an awesome win.
Where were you when the siren went, and who did you go to first?
I was down back because I think Cal Mitchell had an issue with his boots, so I had to go down and play on Dobson, which was I was worried about that matchup. But Riley Kershaw came up to me straight away, and he's been lucky enough to win three now, which is awesome, and two myself. So we were just sitting there hugging, and I shed some tears. I think he did as well, but it was an awesome.
Yep.
Awesome win.
You're known as a good celebrator of wins, especially big wins. How was last night for you? And I suppose, how have you pulled up today?
It was rough this morning, but last night it was amazing. It was probably 1,500 people, I thought, at the football club. I don't know how many, but the roof of St. James's Day was definitely lifted, and it was an amazing night. I didn't really love waking up this morning, but back on it today, which is awesome fun.
Yep.
So, vote count.
how long will you celebrate this one for? Will this go a little bit longer, especially with this being Jamo's last?
I think Jamo's more excited than everyone else in the whole club, which is a different situation. Usually Jamo pulls at stumps on the Sunday night, and you don't see him really much on the Monday, but I think he'll be going through to Wednesday, which is awesome fun. But yeah, I think Monday... I'm going to be back at work Tuesday, so I don't know. We've got the grand final eve lunch on the Thursday, which will be good fun as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a massive week for the St. Joseph's Football Club. It's started well. A couple of premierships, of course, the under-19 footballs. I think there was a couple of netball premierships, or at least one netball premiership in there as well. So plenty to celebrate up at St. Joey's. Cam, great to catch up with you. You've had a ripping couple of years, 45 goals last year, 39 this year in a comp now that's really defensively focused. You're one of the star forwards, and it's great to talk to you. And, well, you deserve all the success that comes your way. Well done.
Cheers, Kingy. Appreciate the time, mate.